Hey, 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 this podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sodell Concepts. Sodell Concepts is excited to open Thompson Island Brewing Company this fall, their 12th location. Thompson Island will be a 250-seat brew pub located off Route 1 next to Blue Coast Rehoboth. The brew pub will pay homage to the area and will feature an outdoor beer garden with fun activities at our beach. They're also excited to partner with Trogs Independent Brewing, which together they will feature award-winning craft beers. Their menu will feature amazing food crafted by Chef Doug Rooley, which will include local, fresh ingredients, wood-fired favorites that will pair perfectly with our beer. Follow along and stay up to date as Thompson Island Brewing Company comes to life. Make sure to follow them on Facebook at Thompson Island Brewing Company or at www.thompsonislandbrewing.com. Night. 3, 2, 1. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just like we practiced. What's up, Carla? I mean, corporate.
Hey, I'm here.
In your ninth Pearl Jam shirt. You should start a Pearl Jam company and just lend out shirts like rentals.
I do that on purpose for you. You know that.
I wore a casual winter flannel.
Yeah, I see that. You're in Seattle mode over there.
Yeah, I'm in Seattle. So good morning, Eric Reinhold. We pulled you on the podcast. We're going to drain you of all your information and then send you back out into the world.
Be happy to give it to you.
I'd like, first of all, get that mic right. We want to make sure we don't miss any... There you go.
How's that?
Dude, we're going to work on it. We'll get better equipment. You'll see. It won't flop around like that. I tried to get a little money out of corporate, but he's on vacation. We're going to have a meeting today. So, welcome to the Rehoboth Social Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Developed and run to provide help to one small business from another, and that's what we try to do. And I was looking at your website. I guess it's your website, or is that just...
I think you just Googled me and found a link, but there is a website out there.
Well, great link, because it was very informative. I didn't... So me and Carlos, we book things, and then I had a guy on Monday. It was a total mystery to both of us. Turns out it was my dentist, which was...
I wish I was here for that one.
Which is super cool, because the guy, you know, he's like, look, he had just purchased a business, and he wanted to use us to help him try to at least get the word out of the transition and stuff that was going on up there in Milford. And I was like, oh, we're actually being used as a tool. So I was really excited about it. But really, it's about, you know, just shining a little light on people. I see your physical therapist. Is that your official title?
That is my official title.
Physical therapist. Yep. And I tell you what, we need them, right?
Yeah.
We're hurting.
Yeah. We're not getting any younger either.
No, I'm hurting right now.
We'll talk afterwards.
Well, unfortunately, and you nail it, I'm getting old, and there's not a lot. You know, I have to just surrender to some of this stuff because, you know, we keep pressing, and I think there's that moment where we're just like, and it happened to me just recently. I just felt old. I'm 51, mm-hmm. and I'm not. I'm a young old man, right?
I'm 45. I hear you.
You're an old young man. I think 50 is the split. You become a young, mm-hmm. young old man. What are you, Carlos?
I'm 29.
Liar! denial and lying. Bad combination.
I'm 46. I'm older than Eric.
Eric, what do you find like the biggest problem that you run into nowadays? Because it seems like physical therapy, maybe like 10, 20 years ago, it was like I'm sick or I'm hurt and I go to the doctor. Now it seems like we're doing a lot more physical therapy, a lot more like these companies that are, I think, trying to avoid the doctor, right?
Sure.
Try to address some of this stuff prior to getting to that point.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not going to say they're popping up, but it seems I notice a lot more of them around.
Yeah, I think preventive medicine is something that's become much more relevant, prevalent.
Mm, absolutely.
The cost of healthcare is skyrocketed. And if you can do things to prevent breaking down or prevent injury, that's clearly the way you'd want to go. Today's patient isn't looking for surgery, isn't looking for medicine. They want to do things that they can help themselves with, and that's where physical therapy can truly help.
I think we're right on the cusp of like this generation that is what's going on here? I think we're right on the cusp of this generation. Like my parents, you know, they didn't really pay much attention to some of these physical things, mm-hmm. and you know, whether no disrespect to them, but my generation and younger, I'll just speak for me. I feel like I'm trying to be more prepared for my older age, mm-hmm. Whether it's through how I eat, how I exercise, stretching, just moving, just understanding it. My you know, my mom got hurt. She fell in Giant, and she was hurt, and she literally lost the strength to lift up her leg to hit the brake pedal. The doctor said, go home and put your foot up. My mom was like, sweet.
Right.
And she put that foot up, and that was it. She sat there for 6 months. And mm-hmm. she literally, and at 80, you know, it's our muscles, they're ready to go on vacation already, mm-hmm. right? So her muscles went on vacation, and she lost. I said, look, Mom, you're going to have to fight. And she got into physical therapy, and she talked about it. We talked about it. Let's go to physical therapy, Mom. Let's do it. Oh, I'm not going to imitate my mom, but it sounds something like that. But, oh. And she just avoided it. And finally, they said, look, you lost your license. You're not going to be able to drive unless you start doing some physical therapy. And she started doing it, and she's driving again.
That's great.
At 82.
That's right.
She fought.
You have to use it or you'll lose it.
Exactly. Is that the challenge that you're...
That's what she said.
This is professional, Carlos.
What is this podcast rated?
Thank you, sir. Two adults and one child. Story of my life. All right. But is that one of the challenges that you deal with today, is even getting people to come to physical therapy?
Sure. I think that motivation, it might be a generational thing. You talked about your parents. I think about my parents. They didn't exercise. I mean, my kids see me now. My wife and me, we work out. I didn't see that with my parents. As they've gotten older, yeah, they've gotten into working out and trying to maintain what they have. But until you have a true need, most people don't see the benefits of it. Then you have to show them those benefits. You convince them, and then hopefully you get them on a path that they can continue to improve what they're doing and stay healthy.
Exactly, and plus it gives them something to do.
Sure, yeah. It's a social aspect too. There's no doubt to that.
It's a social aspect. Yeah. You know, my I see. You know, obviously I do the podcast, but I also own a hair salon, so I see and talk to a lot of people.
You're That's a different kind of therapist.
I'm a hair therapist. I'm a hair doctor. I'm gonna get myself a website like yours.
This is a sweet website, by the way. This is summitorthode.com.
You got it.
Okay, got it. Wow. Summit Orthopedic Home Care. So tell us, Eric, a little bit about Summit. Yeah. Summit, what you do, where you're located.
Yeah, I'll take a step back. The physical therapy that we've sort of been referencing for the first few minutes here is probably what most people are used to, the outpatient physical therapy, where they go to the doctor, they say their back hurts, they get a prescription, they go to a clinic somewhere, and they get 4 to 6 weeks of physical therapy where they're getting hot packs and massage and manual therapy and exercises, and they're given home exercise program. And that's what I did for 17 years. I was a director of 3 clinics down here in Sussex County, and that's what I thought I would do for the rest of my life. And then 5 years ago now, a college roommate of mine, my best friend out in Ohio, who's a physical therapist and had been doing the same thing that I had been doing for almost 20 years, said to me, you should really do what we're doing out here in Ohio. I said, what's that? He said, home care. I said, I don't want to do home care. You know, that's just, you go to somebody's house and you watch them lift their legs a few times and you watch them walk up and down the hallway. And
now you're changing light bulbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking out the trash.
You know what? We will do that for them. So I said, no, I don't want to do that. He said, no, what we do is orthopedic home care. I said, say that again? And basically what they did is they took their orthopedic skills and relationships that they had for almost 20 years out in Ohio with various doctors, and they approached one doctor, and they said, hey, instead of sending your total knee patient to a unknown company with an unknown therapist of questionable skill, what if we started our own home care company, and you sent your patient to us, a therapist that you know the skills of and that you trust? And the doctor said, it's not a bad idea. I'll give you a shot. 10 years later, out in Ohio, they are just killing it. They are a very, very successful company. I'm a conservative guy, so when I was approached by my best friend to do this, I said, I really got to think about it. And when he listens to this, he's going to laugh, because it probably took me a full year to decide. I approached all the local docs here that I knew well as friends and said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And they said, it's a good idea. So I took that leap. And we started Summit Orthopedic Home Care. It's been 5 years now. And what we do is provide almost a concierge level of care. We come to the home after, specifically in the orthopedic world, after total knee replacements, total hip replacements, spine surgeries, shoulder surgeries, traumas where you have injury that you can't get out. And that's the key with home care. It's the person that can't get out to the outpatient physical therapy, that they're homebound. It's a taxing effort for them to leave. So we come to them.
That's awesome.
And it's not just physical therapy. We're what's called a Medicare A home health agency. It's nursing, it's physical therapy, it's occupational therapy, it's social services if you need it. So
you have social workers on staff.
We do.
And you have OTs.
We do.
Wow.
Yep.
And look at that on their website. Top 5%, 2017 and 2018 winner.
Well, and as much as I love hearing about all the stories of small businesses, the real exciting part of doing this podcast is for that guy that's sitting at home going, I want to try something. I want to start my own small business. I want to do it, but I'm afraid. You know, we have people on here all the time that share that same story. You know, I sat there. I was conservative. I went out there. I made sure, basically, it wouldn't fail. Like, you took all the risk out of it, but you still got to do the leap of faith. Yeah. And, you know, and that's kind of why I started this podcast, for that guy or girl or woman or man or whatever we're calling people today. You know, if they're ready to try it, listen, there's another guy that did it and had success.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's something that I didn't take lightly. I did my research, did a lot of thinking, a lot of praying. I have a wife and two kids. There was a lot of discussions in the Reinhold family household, and you know, 5 years later, we're pretty excited about what we've done, what we've built at this point.
And Sarah's in the organization too,
yep.
Right?
Sarah, my wife, is a physical therapist. She did the same thing. She did the outpatient orthopedics for years, stayed at home with our children for a few years, and now she's back out in the field doing the same thing.
Wow.
I think a lot of people are headed in that direction, quite honestly. I just had this random survey on Friday by my doctor that was sent out, and I would have usually just hung up on the survey, but it was actually a survey for my doctor, and I'm not going to say his name, but basically saying, hey.
Dr. Feelgood?
No. My real doctor. That's been a long time since I saw Dr. Feelgood. But it was basically saying, look, what do you think about a concierge service? You know, like, you know, that pay that one standard price, and basically you're at their beckoning call.
Sure.
And I don't go to the doctor that much. For me, I'm just at a lucky. I do my physicals and whatever I have to do, but I haven't had to go. And I've actually had to address how much I was going to the doctor. You know, when you're young, you don't care. But as you get older, you're like, do I need to take this? I just went through it. I just got sick a week ago, and I took no medication.
Mm-hmm.
Just went right through it. It just passed. Mm-hmm. Just like the doctor had been telling me for years. This isn't going to help, but I'll give it to you. And you're like, I'll take it. And you take it. But as you get older, you're like, do I want to take antibiotics if I don't need them? So, but the survey was basically saying, how much would you pay for a concierge service? Would it be something you were interested in? And I was thinking, well, I would, but I'm not that. I don't know if I'd pay $2,000 a month or a year and really not see the doctor.
Yeah.
But it seems like that's kind of where everything's kind of headed, right?
A lot of healthcare professionals are heading down that road, specifically primary care physicians. I know in the area, a few that I know quite well are going down that road.
Mm-hmm.
Our agency, I mentioned that we almost provide a concierge level of care. My point there was that that's the one-on-one type of care that you're going to get. Home care in general, though, as we provide it through Medicare, is 100% covered by Medicare. So you get an order for physical therapy and nursing in the home, and you have Medicare, you don't pay a cent. It's 100%
awesome.
Covered by your benefits.
Do you, and this might be a little out of, you know, outer space, but do you find that if people don't have to pay, they don't take it as serious?
No, we have a unique population. Starting this little niche of orthopedics, we have people who have chosen an elective surgery. So they're going to get their knee replaced. So they go in knowing that there's going to be work on the other side of it. They're well-educated. The hospitals and the physicians and then us prior to surgery, our staff, we educate them on exactly what's going to happen and what you're going to have to do afterwards. So they go in with eyes wide open, and they realize, I'm going to have to do some work afterwards. And if I don't, why did I do this surgery?
We had a problem when my youngest was born. He had a condition where he only looked a certain way. Do you know what that's called?
Torticollis?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
torticollis. And we used to go to the physical therapist, and it just seemed, I don't know, it was weird.
It's tough to work with babies.
Yeah, and I felt like we just, it was like just a chat with the lady. We just sat and chatted while she kind of turned his head a little bit.
And I'll tell you what, being a physical therapist in the outpatient world for 17 years, I heard these stories.
Yeah.
I would have somebody who had a knee replacement. I keep using the knee replacement example, but it's a good one. And they'd have 2 weeks of home care from another agency, and they'd come into outpatient, and their knee would be stuck. It wouldn't be fully extended like it should be after 2 weeks. It wouldn't be bending. They'd be limping terribly. They'd have terrible pain. And I say, what did you do for 2 weeks? They say, oh, you know, we marched at the sink, and we went up and down on our toes, and the therapist talked to me, and that was it. So there is a difference between good care and bad care. And unfortunately, there are a lot of average to below average agencies, therapists, nurses out there. We provide an elite level of care. Carlos mentioned, he saw on the website that we, in the last 2 years now, we've actually gotten top 5% nationally in patient satisfaction, which is an elite award.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Eric. Yeah. That's great,
Thank you. Yeah, we bring on a special type of person. You have to be not only an excellent clinician, but just a good person.
Yeah.
You can't tell how many people I've interviewed over the last 5 years where I've looked at a resume and say, yeah, this person's going to be an all-star. And 30 seconds into talking to them, they just don't get it. They're not going to go above and beyond like we do.
That's awesome. All-stars.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Carlos. No. I'm going to put my microphone here. Just listen to corporate go up for it. He's been on vacation.
Oh, man, now you're going to put me on the spot. No, I mean, I guess concierge or home health care, I was like thinking, you know, my mother-in-law's doctor, Dr. Charlie Stanislav, is going into concierge service.
He is my physician, too.
Yeah, so he's also a member at Urban Float. And
I think they're all doing it.
Yeah, I just think that's where, you know.
They're like, listen, I'm a doctor. I need to make some money here.
Right.
Let's do something now.
It's kind of funny, right? I mean, not to make humor out of all this. That's kind of like my job here on the podcast.
It's a laugh track.
Is he doing a good job yet?
Absolutely. As long as he's shooting his foot. As long as I didn't do it, I'm fine.
As long as the joke's not about Tom, it's okay.
I said nothing inappropriate. I'm good.
No, but like, you know, Summit. So how does one choose between outpatient and going to Summit? Like, what is the process from surgery or injury?
Sure. A lot of times there's really no choice. You truly can't get out of your house. You're truly homebound.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had a surgery where it's literally impossible to get up and down steps, in and out of a car, you're homebound. You can't go to therapy. Somebody has to come to you. There are certainly some conditions there are somewhat borderline. And what I mean by that is, yeah, I could get to outpatient physical therapy, but dear Lord, by the time I get there, you know, I'm exhausted, I'm in pain, I can't do what they want me to do, and then I'm laid up for the next 2 days. Well, that was a taxing effort to get there. And if somebody had come to you and provided the care, that probably would have been a lot more beneficial.
So does their referring physician say, okay, here's Summit home health care? Is that how the process?
Yeah. So we can get our referrals from numerous sources. You mentioned Dr. Stanislav Charlie. He and other family care physicians who have
Heckard.
Yep. The whole Mid-Atlantic family practice have latched onto what we do. And they might write a script and order right from their office, or it might come from a hospital, or it might come from a rehab center. And the doctors who are writing these scripts, they have a good idea of who is appropriate for home care and who is better going out into the community. And we, as an agency, we are, I say this word and people laugh, but we're tighty-whitey. There are certain regulations you have to follow. And if you're not homebound, we can't see you. We won't see you. We're going to say, all right, it's great knowing you, but at this point, we can't continue to come to you. We're going to get you set up with an outpatient physical therapy. And we get them set up with wherever they want to go. And we keep talking about physical therapy, but it's truly more than that, the nursing aspect of it. Because there are therapists who say that they can come to the home and help you as well. And that's great. They do a wonderful job. They bill, to get a little more in-depth, they bill Medicare Part B. That's covered at 80%. That's as if you were going to an outpatient clinic. What they don't provide is the nursing side of things, the social work side of things, other disciplines that we have. So there's differences out there, and most of the physicians and the referring agency or the referring hospitals do understand that. So it's really not up to the patient to decide what type they'll get, but it is their choice who they choose.
Okay.
Eric, excuse me.
I'm done.
I actually have some pain right here.
What type of insurance do you have?
It's not good, Eric.
Well, those aren't clean needles, I'll let you know right now.
Hey! No, but really, I'm getting a little service here. Okay. I got some pain right here all of a sudden, and it's like when I lift a window, ow. Is this carpal tunnel?
How old are you?
51.
Yeah.
It's called wasitis.
It is?
It's called wasitis, man.
Excuse me, wait a minute. Shh. It is carpal tunnel?
No. Carpal tunnel.
I got the tunnel.
Would be more down in the wrist, and you'd get symptoms down into the hand. Numbness, tingling, weakness.
I told you it wasn't. What is it, carpal elbow?
Could be the dreaded carpal elbow.
Colonel? Yes. Ah, see right there, that hurt.
Using your hands all day long like you do, it's an overuse thing, I would imagine.
I'm thinking
stretch it out.
SSI?
Yeah, probably.
Social Security, some sort of benefit.
Early retirement.
Can you do something about the shampoo smell of his hands all the time? Is that lavender on your hands?
So, back to me. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. It's back to Tom.
Do we have some physical therapy that we could suggest for Tom here?
Yeah, we could do some
rubber ball.
Yeah. See, no, you don't want to continue to overuse it like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you want to stretch it
out. I knew that was wrong, Carlos. Yeah,
stretch it out a little bit.
Okay.
Perhaps some icing. Get in there, massage it out a little bit.
I can't find it. I can't find the pain. It's weird. It's and. This is fun. We're having fun with this, but
sure,
it's kind of serious. It's actually been bugging me. Yeah. And I don't know where this pain is coming from, but there's like if I especially if I lift up a window, like I just noticed because, you know, we just came out of like this. Stop! we just came out of this heat wave, and I'm like, nice, let's open the windows.
Sure.
And I pulled the window, and bam.
You felt it.
I felt it.
Yeah.
So some stretching like this.
I'd be happy to dig around in there and see if I can... Better diagnosed.
Thank
off
you.
The air.
Jeez. This is why we have a small business podcast, so Tom can get free services.
Did the dentist do a little work on him here, too?
He brought his dentist chair in here.
I feel ganged up on
it. Here we go.
Emo. Need a hoodie.
Doctor, dentist, I have a feeling. I have a little cavity.
Actually, he's a great guy, and I really love that guy. So, So did I understand this? Your wife and you worked together?
Yes. Yes. Years and years ago, she worked in an outpatient clinic in Dover. I worked down here in Lewis, and we said we'd never work together. Fast forward now, and we work together.
I think that's a big reason McDonald's had so much success, because it was always the guy, you know, he put out franchises. It had to be a family affair. It had to be.
Right.
Back then, it was the wife in the front and the husband in the back, but... You know, I feel like a family that works together survives.
Sticks together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The beauty of it is that, you know, at home we're chit-chatting about the business itself.
Yeah.
But when we're actually out working, we're in homes separately, so we're not actually together, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Well, my mom's gone through a few incidents. She had a hip. Mm-hmm. She fell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And she's had, you know, some home health care had to come and help her and basically saved her.
Good.
I mean, it's an amazing, and that's kind of new.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Is it is that kind of where we're headed? Trying to, like we started the podcast off, preventative, keeping people out of
hospital. Sure.
The sickest my mom ever got, at the hospital.
Yeah.
So you're keeping people out of hospitals. Not that hospitals are, you know, a bad place, but, you know, if there's a disease or a bug there, it's going to be at the hospital.
Sure, sure.
And C. diff, I think she got. Ooh.
That's not good.
No.
No. Maybe that's what you have in your forearm.
Bro.
Sorry.
Why you got to attack my arm now? I don't like you.
So,
yeah.
Give me that Pellegrino.
Eric is giving you the CEO look right now. I know Eric in a different way.
Give me that Pellegrino back. That's for high-end clients, not mean ones.
Now, it's really cool. Eric and Sarah, like, they, you know, they have a nice company. They work really hard. They're also, in my opinion, one of the more handsome couples I've ever seen in the area.
You.
You know, they also have produced an amazing baseball player their son.
That's my son, Josh. My daughter, Jen, is a swimmer.
And, yep, that's right. They're both swimmers, too. Mm-hmm. So we can rant about sports because he's also a sports nut.
Nice.
You know.
True. What's your team?
I'm all Philadelphia sports.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, Eric.
I grew up just outside.
How
of
you doing? Welcome to the podcast, Eric.
Cowboys suck, huh?
Lock the door, Eric.
Let's go then. With my injured arm. Well, that's cool. Philadelphia sports. You know.
Back in the day. Yep. Actually, back in the day, I did an internship with the Eagles. I was a student trainer when I was in college.
That was their problem, huh?
Yeah.
You were helping them.
I think it was more Rich Kotite and Ray Rose that were the problem back then.
Oh, Rich Kotite.
Wow. That it's reaching back, man.
That's what.
Well, it was a bad weekend for sports. Yeah. You watch the game? What was it? What's tonight? Was it Monday
Is the
night?
Pope Catholic, homeboy?
Did you watch the San Francisco game?
A little bit of that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
San Francisco looks
they
good.
They look tough, mm-hmm. man. They look tough.
I don't know if they're legit, but they look good right now.
Right. You play a bunch of bums, you can, like, you know.
Dude, they're legit. I mean, well, Cleveland Browns were great last week. Now they're not legit.
But they're still the Cleveland Browns.
Well, he should have shook his hand. I hear there's a whole little backstory there.
Oh.
Yeah, because Baker didn't shake their hands.
I saw the video. He shook his hand.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, what's the Sherman?
I think Sherman
talking?
Was upset because he walked away after the coin flip. He went right to the sideline where a couple guys stood and shook hands.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that whole story. I was like, that's a great story. He didn't shake their hands and they wiped the field with him. That Bosa. Did you watch the game?
I didn't, but I saw the highlights.
Wow. That guy's fierce.
Yep. Yeah. The Bosa family.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to you, Eric.
Actually, you I don't mind talking sports, but you actually hit on a point that
I
think is important.
Oh, did I? Good.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about that. Then.
Yes. More compliments to Tom, please.
That's a bit of a point.
You asked about the prevalence of the use of home care. And when we first started this, the podcast here, we talked about the cost of health care in general.
Mm.
If somebody who gets discharged to the hospital gets sent back to the hospital, the costs are astronomical.
Yes.
The hospital system themselves actually gets penalized and gets money taken away, which costs them out of their pocket. So nobody.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Drop that fact again, son.
Yeah.
So say you have I'm going to keep going back to the example, a knee replacement. You get discharged from the hospital, and heaven forbid, it wouldn't happen under our watch, but heaven forbid the knee gets infected and you get readmitted back into the hospital.
Ooh.
The hospital themselves gets what they call dinged. Instead of getting X number of dollars from Medicare, as the example again, they get money taken back because they got readmitted and now that costs Medicare more money.
Isn't that a tough business, though? Because some of these things are just not in your control.
True story. True story.
I mean,
but
you're
yeah, I agree. There are some things that are out
of
your control.
So when they get dinged, you get dinged.
No. We are not part of that payment system.
That dinging?
Correct.
We're ding free
there. Yeah,
nice.
Exactly. Yeah. But that means it's that much more important to make the right choice on who your home care provider is.
Right.
You don't want a nurse or a therapist out there who says, oh, you know, your knee looks fine. Let's give it a couple more days. I think you'll be all right. You want the nurse or the therapist out there who's proactive and says, I don't like how that looks. You know, you don't have a high body temp, but that looks a little red and a little swollen, more swollen today. I'm going to get a hold of the doc right now.
Mm-hmm.
Get a hold of the doc because we have great connections with them. Send them some information. They say, yeah, I don't like how that looks either. Send them into the office today. I'm calling it an antibiotic. I want to make sure this doesn't fester and get worse. And that's how proactive we are with our patients.
Yeah, let me touch on that real quick. So you get discharged, and then there's that risk of infection. Right, sure. Is that what you were just saying?
Yep. Minimal risks. Yeah,
but then you go back in the hospital, and the hospital gets dinged because they discharged too early, or what was the
not necessarily too early? Things happen. You know, the chance for infection or a blood clot or any other reason that might send you back to the hospital, they're small. But as Tom said, things happen. Sometimes it's out of your control. But you want to be on the front line. You want somebody out there who's got good eyes and good hands and
cares.
Good evaluative scare. Yeah. Evaluative skills, who cares? Exactly. And we talked about the hospital getting dinged, and that's the business side of things.
Sure.
You know, personally, we're always going to do what's right. We don't care about
the
business side of things. We don't care if the hospital gets dinged. We don't care if things get taken away from us, heaven forbid, on the financial side. We want to do what's right. And if the right thing to do is to get them back to their doctor or get them seen in the ER, we're going to do that, obviously.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it sounds weird, but I'm excited about where healthcare is going, quite honestly. I feel like, and when you look back, when you look back at a lot of stuff, like in the last 20 years, it's like, how did we get by like that? You know, now we're like, you know, with technology, A little bit more transparent. You know, it's like you just don't start a therapy, physical therapy business, pop open your sign, unlock the door, and sit behind the counter and say, all right, who's going to show up? I mean, you got to roll up your sleeves and get out there. And we do it. We're not just dealing with the Better Business Bureau anymore. I mean, we got, you know, 1,900 people that live in the neighborhood that are all just waiting to criticize. You know, people love to criticize. It takes too much effort to put something positive out, but they love to criticize. And so it's a tough world now for people that aren't going to do a good business.
Right.
You know, and if you're sloppy, a lot of people are going to point it out.
Top 5%, 2017 and 18 here, Summit Orthopedic Home Care.
That's him hitting it out of the park.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. And, you know, actually, to that point, Eric's right. You know, that's the kind of the trend of kind of a lot of services, not even just healthcare. You know, and when I was...
I'm doing that for hair.
Yeah, you're going to go visit homes.
Yes, and you're going to pay me a couple $1,000 a year.
Concierge home haircuts. Come by and
cut
haircuts.
Your bangs any day.
There's actually a lot of people who do that, right? I mean, there's a lot of stylists or hairdressers who go to houses and stuff like that, too. So
Inappropriate. I don't. I stay right here in my safe little
space.
Yeah,
so, but, like, you know.
And that's probably a deal, something you deal with, you know, because you are in home. It is sometimes you, or maybe not just you, but... at home with another person, and
sure.
You gotta, you know, sometimes you may do something not inappropriate, but they can be mistaken. So you have to really think through everything that you're doing. I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I mean that's something that you always have to consider. The beauty of our little area of Delaware in general is that there's just good people out there.
Someone stole my kid's bike, by the way.
Did he deserve it?
Did he tie it up?
I like that spark, though.
I'm telling you, man.
A little bit white collar.
You can come back on here, man. I'm telling you right now. Fierce. It'll be fun.
All right, go ahead. Good people around here.
Yeah. That's truly not something we worry about. We certainly get into homes that are less than ideal sometimes, mm-hmm. and we say, man, you know, I mean, it's sad to think, but I've been in homes where there's no running water.
Oh.
And there's holes in the floor, yeah. And... you know, that's where it's nice because the doctor that you've seen in their office or at the hospital, they have no idea the living conditions. We get out there, we can see it, and we say, hey, man, looks like you could use some help. Would it be all right if I made some calls for you?
So what geographies do you cover? Like, how far out do you go?
So when we first started, we covered all of Sussex and then gradually up into Kent. We are now starting... this Friday, launching a orthopedic division up into Newcastle.
Congratulations!
County.
You have an office up there.
Are we
now?
Announcing that here on the podcast right now?
We just dropped the mic.
First. You heard it.
Oh
here
my
first.
Gosh!
No, mic's expensive. Don't drop it.
All of our 4,000 subscribers now. You can get to Summit Home Healthcare.
We got extra subscribers while I was on vacation. We're at 43.
Congratulations.
4,300.
I was doing work.
So wait, you got 300 without me?
Yes. I did.
You know how he loved saying that?
We did. Well, can I say something?
Oh,
I
God. Wanted... here we go.
So,
what about Albuquerque? Tell us.
No, we went and saw The Joker, the movie. Did you see it?
I have not.
Okay. And oh my gosh, everybody's in an uproar over The Joker. Oh, about violence and about, I don't even know what they're crying about. And you know what I realized, and you mentioned it, by you know you're going to houses that have holes in floors, and people are struggling out there. You know, there's a part in the movie where the Joker is actually going to a outpatient counselor, and at some point in the movie, she says our relationship is ending because funding has been cut for this outpatient support. Nobody mentioned that. You know, nobody's brought that up. That you know, that's a great. You know, they say, oh, this is about. The violence and, you know, the attacking the rich and it was a movie, really. I love that movie. I thought Joaquin Phoenix was amazing, but they pointed out all this stuff, but no one seemed to point out the real struggles that people are having out there with mental health. You know, if there's not a lot of support for people that have mental health, homeless people, the people that are really out there struggling. I mean, people that live in conditions where there's a hole in your floor. I mean, you and I, the three of us, we wouldn't have that, right?
Sure.
But there are people that are out there. And I have a client. She does home health care. She's not in physical therapy, but she's in home health care following up. And she tells me all the time, you would be amazed at the conditions that some people are living in. But nobody brings that up. You know, they bring up this violence and gun control and the rich. But it's like, It's a serious situation that people are going through out there, and it's sad. And I just had to bring it up. I thought it was just, it's annoying because there are people out there that are struggling.
Yeah, yeah. I can't speak to that from my side of things, but I know that the help for mental.
Well, you kind of did. You said you were visiting houses with holes in the floor.
Yeah,
And that's serious.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And there are state funded agencies. There are private agencies that can help. Their budgets. I'm not. I can't talk that. But you know, if somebody needs help, we're gonna do everything we can to get it.
You do like one of the things on your website here, Eric, is social services, and sometimes to what you're talking about mental health, you know, a social worker can help in those areas.
Oh yeah,
and that's something that you guys provide as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, could it be something as simple as we got to get this person for Meals on Wheels because they just can't cook for themselves, or we've got to get them. Hooked up with some transportation because they can't get to their doctors, or you know, and it could be as important as the mental health side. Well,
there's depression screening, sure. There's bereavement support. That's all services part of Summit.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Does
it require a script to come see you? Because like, I'll just give you an example. Urban Flow, where I work, right? We have a lot of these people. With these
what?
These
you work there?
Not where I work. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you said that.
Is that a plug?
No.
What was that?
I'm familiar with this place.
He's delusional. Go ahead, sorry,
but
Carlos.
I don't know. People are coming into that spa, to that place, with a lot of this stuff, right? And sometimes they're asking for help. Is a place like Summit place that I can refer them to, or do I have to go through a doctor to do that?
Unfortunately, it's probably not us as the first call, the first line of defense. Again, our patients are have to be quote homebound. So if they're getting out to see you, for example,
I gotcha.
That wouldn't be the population that we can go see. Dear Lord, if somebody, you know, you reach somebody that truly needs some help, you obviously give me a call and we'll get that help for them. But it wouldn't be a service we, you know, bill for.
So they can't go to they can go, a patient who's homebound can go to you directly, or they have to go through a doctor?
We need, if you want insurance to pay,
okay,
you need an order from a doctor, a prescription from the doctor. There are self-pay rates where we've had, somebody say, hey, I am homebound and I don't have insurance, or I have insurance and you're not in network, but I want you because you guys are the best and I want to pay for it.
So they pay out of pocket.
Yeah.
And nice. You'll just provide services.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm listening.
I'm go back to the Joker. Sorry.
No.
To answer your question. Yeah.
That was a good point, though. No, you know what? Great transition,
I
want to
see the
Tom,
movie.
Because honestly, I didn't know we had health care for mental stuff, too.
Well, that's what's on his website, Medical Social Services. I thought that was really cool.
Forward thinking. I don't need a website to figure that out.
Any more pats on the back for
great.
Tom, please?
You know,
maybe that's why his forearm hurts so much.
That's it. We're done with you, son. Gloves are off. Ow, I hurt myself taking off my glove.
This podcast brought to you by
Beatdown. Your local Beatdown.
So, yes, we do have an office in Dover, actually. We opened it up in the past few months. In order to treat, as they call it, in a specific county of Delaware, you have to have an office located there or in an adjacent county. So our primary office being in Lewis, we can treat in Lewis, in Sussex County, and Kent County. To get up to Newcastle, we had to put an office in Kent County, which allows us to be up into Newcastle.
So that office in Dover serves Newcastle?
Correct.
So you don't have an office in Newcastle?
We don't.
It's Dover?
We don't.
Correct. Where is it in Dover?
Right on Lockerman Street. 32 West Lockerman Street.
Okay.
It's kind of across from 33 West. I understand they serve food and other libations there.
So where?
What is it? Is that a secret?
No, it's a cool restaurant bar.
What's it called?
33 West.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a street. I'm like,
oh, no.
No, 32 West across from 33 West. That made sense, but it's actually a restaurant. Nice. Yeah, we'll have to get them on the podcast.
That's
now.
Right. I'm guessing that's a free plug out for them.
Yeah. So do you drive up there? Are you having to go up there now? Is that part of your new schedule?
Yeah, so when I started this, my wife and I did everything. You know, we had one person in the office, we had one nurse, and it was the two of us for the therapy side of things. And it was a 7-day-a-week operation. And we were working hard. And gradually, as we got busy enough to justify it, we brought on a full-time therapist to start seeing patients with us. Fast forward 5 years later now, we have 5 full-time therapists, 8 part-time therapists, 4 full-time nurses, 5 office staff,
wow.
Our OTs, our social worker. So to answer your question, I do what I have to do. Just this past weekend, we were busy.
Yeah,
we're a 7-day-week operation. So if in the world of home care, when you get a referral, you have 48 hours to get out to see that patient. We have promised our doctors we're going to do that within 24.
Ooh.
We want to be there the next day wow. in case anything's happening. We
7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Wow.
So if a patient gets discharged on Saturday from a hospital, we're there on Sunday. So just this past Sunday, went to see my daughter swim in the morning at the Rehoboth Y. Then I went to Milford. I went to Georgetown, and I went to Seaford because it was the right thing to do.
Right.
So to answer your question, am I going to be up in Newcastle? If it's needed, I will be. We have a full-time therapist who's starting up there who's going to blow it up, hopefully, just like we've done down here.
So you're still seeing patients, too?
I am.
Wow. See, yeah. look at this. Look at that handsome couple right there.
Look at them.
Look at
so
that.
Young there, back when he had hair.
Handsome well, couple.
I agree. You know. She looks taller than you.
He's sitting on something.
Might
man.
Be sitting in the picture.
Oh. Yeah, Sarah's like 7'2", and Eric is like 6'6".
He seemed tall.
Tall family. Their
look
son Josh.
Look, I love it. I love a success story. I mean, it's awesome. I think you know. I love everything you've shared with us. I love the idea that you thought about it and made a leap of faith and went for it, and it's turned out great. I love all that.
Thank you.
That's
you
awesome.
Know, you gotta. I always say, if you do a good job, you should have success. You know, if you put the ego away, find some humility, surrender, and do what you like. I think just like what you said, you know, you had to surrender to what life used to be like
sure.
to now what life is now like because yeah. you've built this business.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe one day you'll have some days off. But at this point, you know what you need to do, and you took care of it.
Sure.
It's great. And that's success.
Yep. Yeah. And surrounding yourself with good people, too. I've alluded to the staff that we have. They're all stars.
That's awesome.
From the office staff who handles the intake and the insurance verifications to, you know, scheduling. They are the backbone of what we do. When our clinicians get out into the field, you know that makes their life that much easier. And the staff that we've brought on, I mean, the people we have on our staff, the former director of rehab at BB, director that was at Bay Health.
Wow.
You know. ICU ER nurses with 20 years of experience. It's just solid clinicians.
All-star
you
know. Team.
Are you looking to hire anybody?
We are always looking to hire.
Okay.
Specifically right now, since you asked, nurses.
Okay.
We're continuing to grow. We get busier every week. So as we get busier, we need to bring more staff on.
Right.
So yeah.
How many is on your staff total?
I did payroll last week, and we paid 44 people.
Whoa.
Not all full time, but
that's still
yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah,
wow.
It's exciting.
That is super exciting.
We're looking for sponsorship, Eric.
Oh yeah. Well, speaking of advertising spots, so
45. Oh, I gotta read.
You gotta do some advertising, pal.
This podcast is brought to you by Thomas David Salon. It's one of Southern Delaware's premier full service salons, located in the upscale Painters Mill Shopping Center in Milton, Delaware. You will be treated to an amazing experience by one of Thomas David's highly trained and super friendly stylists. From a haircut to a color and even waxing. Thomas Ooh. David's welcoming environment has you covered. To make an appointment, call 302-827-2466.
All right. So this podcast is also brought to you by our friends at Sodell Concepts. Sodell Concepts is excited to open Thompson Island Brewing Company this fall, their 12th location. Thompson Island will be a 250-seat brew pub located off Route 1 next to Blue Coast Rehoboth. The brew pub will pay homage to the area and will feature an outdoor beer garden with fun activities at their beach. They're also excited to partner with Trogues Independent Brewing, which together they will feature award-winning craft beers. Their menu will feature amazing food crafted by Chef Doug Rooley, who apparently is a big deal, by the way, guys.
I tried to get him on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which will include local fresh ingredients and wood-fired favorites that will pair perfectly with their beer. Follow along and stay up to date as Thompson Island Brewing Company comes to life. Make sure to follow them on Facebook at Thompson Island Brewing Company or at thompsonislandbrewing.com. Yeah, that building's going up pretty quick. And I think it's going to be opening soon, real soon.
They opened.
They Where have opened. You been? I have not been around.
He hasn't been gone that long.
Did they really?
No.
Oh. I was like, what?
Have you been around driving?
You made
at
me
all?
Read that whole thing. I was like, they're open. I'm reading it like they haven't been open yet.
I think the funny part is, I think that's the pre-recorded ad that we ran before the podcast.
So now you tell me.
Well, you were late.
Oh, God. Oh, I was not late. Jeez. So you have all these advertisements.
On time is late, right, Eric? On time is late.
I'm not saying a word.
Don't Bro, 44
hey,
people.
Mom, Dad, stop arguing.
Our life is arguing. So all these spots have already been read?
No, I was kidding. I did Urban Flow, the first ad.
Okay. You did? This morning?
Yeah.
Right, before I came
I
in?
I had it pre-recorded.
Oh, nice.
That's all what right. we do, right? Corporate world, Eric?
High tech.
That's right. We don't mess around.
Yeah, this podcast has been pretty fun, Eric, because we've had quite a number of awesome guests. We've got advertisers now.
I checked out some of those podcasts. You've had some of my friends on here already.
Oh, right. Good. Were we okay?
You guys are good.
Hey. Or was it just me?
Hey. It was me. It's
oh,
just
so that hurt. I hurt trying to give you knuckles right there, bro. That's not good. That's a knuckle.
Air knuckles.
That's
air
a knuckle tunnel.
That's right.
Knuckle tunnel.
So,
no?
That's just awesome. Invented that.
It's not the first thing I've invented.
You know, this is a cool story, though. Small business success right here. Opening,
Dude, that's
expanding.
It's exactly the reason I started this podcast. Because guys like this, doing this kind of stuff right. is an inspiration.
And that's why, you know, and whose idea was it to bring him on? Oh.
Yours.
Yeah.
I give you credit.
I'm just kidding.
Idea.
I was doing my Tom imitation. Okay?
Actually, I think that's why, I mean, I you know, and we've discussed this. I appreciate you. I think that it's a great combination. You have a great group of people that you interact with, and I have a great group of people that I interact with, so we try to bring them on.
Yeah,
I mean,
we got some pretty cool guests.
Good job.
Up. No, I'm just kidding.
That veil error got you fired up, right?
Bro.
But I listen. I like I said, I always, you know, I always say if you put your check your ego, you're going to do a good job. If you're determined, you're working with your family, you want to do a good job, it's great. I love the story that we started off with, that you know, you did the research, you're conservative, you weren't going to sign up for something you were going to fail at, which I get, because I'm the same way. I want to do, I love small business, you know, whether it's physical therapy, podcasting, hair salons, t-shirts. I love the idea, and it's a great message to our kids. It's a great message to my kid, at least. What do you want to do today? Because the way that I grew up, it was like, you had to do this. You had to go to college, and, you know, college is great, whatever, but this is what you had to do, and you had to make big bucks. And I'm like, forget that, big bucks. You know, we want to make money, clearly, but lower down the line of happiness, because if big bucks aren't found right away, a lot of people lose their, you know, the wind in their sails. And it's that story, that grind, slowly you grind up the hill, and that's the story that I love. I mean, of course you're going to do a good job. Matt used to say, as long as you're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it should all work out. And you know what? That guy owned 9 restaurants. And people go, oh, did he say hookers? But that's, you know, let's keep it real.
Right.
You know, as long as you get up, put your shoes on, and do a good day's work, you should be fine.
Yeah. Wow.
And it sounds like you're even going above and beyond that.
Well, I can tell you, like, coming from the franchise world, home health care wouldn't you agree it's an exploding industry?
It is.
It feels that way.
It is.
Absolutely.
And we've talked a little bit about healthcare in general being, you know, unfortunately, about the almighty dollar. It's becoming more and more important to be good at what you do. People are researching you. They want to know if you're good or not.
Oh, yeah.
There are, Medicare has what they call star ratings out there, and they have statistics online that you can search for each individual agency. For example, the national and the state average for hospital readmissions to get back into a hospital for any home health agency is around 14-15%. Last year, our readmission rate was 1.7%.
Wow.
So people can find this information out there. There's star ratings where, you know, the average or slightly above averages are about a 3-star agency. We're going to be next time around a 4.5-star agency. So the discharge planners, the doctors, the community out there, they see that because it makes a difference.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, man.
I'm good. I'm ready to hurt myself.
So how do they
go get some physical therapy? I'm ready to go get.
Well, you know, like I said, I have some experience in the franchise world, and some of my friends who are consultants in that area, they're saying, like, some of the franchise home health care systems are getting big, but, you know, this is one of the a lot of people who are investing in companies are looking at new concepts and industries, and this is one that keeps popping up to the surface. And you've got now we've got somebody local, a company, Summit Orthopedic Home Care, that is crushing it and doing really well, has exemplary services, and not just like home, like literally the whole spectrum of services are here. So I thought that's one thing I learned. I thought it was just physical therapy and OT, but it's actually
it's the whole gamut,
nursing and social services.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about orthopedics. It's obviously in our name. For the past 2 years now, we've actually gone outside of the world of orthopedics too. So we have patients, we have folks who have Parkinson's disease or have had a stroke or just, you know, the grandmother who falls a lot at home.
Do you have you seen any success with CBD oil?
I have not. I have not had any research. I have not had any experience with
that's
it.
That's another thing that's popping up everywhere.
Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
There's a dispensary now in Lewis.
Well, and I have several clients that have started using CBD oil, and that they've been able to remove some of the medication out of their life.
Maybe it'll help your forearm.
I'm just asking. That was actually a serious question. I'm wondering because CBD oil is coming across the land, man. It's coming.
It's alternative medicine is still that's another place that's also growing as well. I mean, I think it all complements each other, and actually, I think physicians and we have the company that I used to work for. They have people from OT and PT, and Dr. Stanislav's a member, and they're actually being more open to alternative medicine like CBD.
Well, I was going to open a medical marijuana doctor's office.
Well, I remember.
And you talk to the doctors, and they're like, oh, it's like this stigmatism.
Yeah, that was back then, though. I don't think so now as much.
No, this was 4 years ago. No, now people are starting to. Has such a stigmatism. Even people that I tried CBD.
Oh, I know.
What?
Well,
you can say it out loud. You're not registered CBD oil user. It's freaking silly.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was going to talk about real quick was I'm starting the process to fix or start addressing my back problem. I hurt my back in 99 deadlifting. Four plates.
I know you Four 25 pound plates.
I know you don't figure that, Bo, but I picked it up
once.
Well, that was my problem. I lifted it, and then the next time I went to lift it, I was like, I got this, and bam, popped it. My kids asked me, do you have any regrets, Daddy? Deadlifting. Mm-hmm. That's my only regret. One time. And I've been going to see Dr. Barish and Choi, and I need to get a MRI, and you have to get an X-ray, and then you have to wait 6 weeks. It's this whole process to get this thing done. But I want to start addressing it because my back is killing me, and I can't.
It's still jacked up?
Huh. It's always going to be jacked up. It doesn't heal. My disc blew out. It's bulging. It doesn't heal, right? It just doesn't fix itself.
Doesn't fix itself.
Right. So maybe getting a shot of something in there. I'm not sure about an actual surgery, but I'm starting the process, and physical therapy is probably going to have to become part of it.
Oh, that's the other thing. Doctors have to prescribe it before they do any kind of invasive treatments or even an MRI, right, Eric?
A lot of times insurance companies want to go through all of what they consider the conservative measures first, whether it be, get an X-ray, some medication, injection, and then ultimately they'll approve something like a surgery.
Back injury is tricky because one of the things that happens with my back is that all the muscles that are around the injury, they freeze up, and they protect the injury, and that's good. I mean, it's like it helps me survive throughout the day. I mean, when I go get a physical therapy, this was back, a while back. But when I would get it, I would stretch out those muscles so much that after the physical therapy, the spot would become so unstable. It was very odd. I don't know if you're seen this before, but the physical therapy, unfortunately for my situation, for this one injury in this one spot in my spine, made my back, it made it a little tougher.
Sure.
Because it would, it would almost build a cast around my spine where this injury was. So I haven't done a lot of physical therapy, and I rode 12 miles. I mean, I can live, but I just am worried about the future, when I become older. Because there's a spot about right there that I really don't have a lot of stability. 45 degrees, would we say, somewhere in there?
Right.
Straight up, I'm all right. Like that, I'm all right. But out there, I'm holding on to stuff because, and I just know it's going to get worse.
Spine is, it,
What's your opinion on deadlifting, Eric?
Physical therapists don't like all that, you know, squatting and stuff like that. I mean, as far as like talking to Rich, like he doesn't like any of that stuff.
It can be potentially injurious for sure. Absolutely. But especially if you don't do it right, especially if you're doing too much, especially if you're doing it with a fatigued, you know, spinal muscles.
The problem with the spine is once it blows, it just doesn't get better.
And as you age, it's getting older too. So arthritis is setting in, and you're losing disc height, so the bones themselves are getting closer together, potentially rubbing on each other. So, yeah, spines are tough to treat. There's no doubt about it. But if you find an excellent physician, an excellent therapist, you know, they could help you.
Well, when I get this done, because we're, like I said, we started the process, but when I get it done and I have to maybe have physical therapy, you know where I'm going.
That's right.
Where, Carlos?
Summit Home Healthcare.
Boom. 4.5.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Eric, thank you so much. Maybe
thank
you'll come back and we can loosen up our buttons.
Sounds good.
And we'll do some sports talk.
You can come and join us on the Broken Stoked. Yeah. Who do you think's broke?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Who do you think's stoked?
I know that one.
Right. Hey, thank you for coming on. I always say anybody that comes and hangs out with us for an hour is
that's awesome. Thank you, Eric. How do they get a hold of you? What's the website and phone number?
Website is www.summitorthode.com. Or you can call our office in Lewis, 302-703-0800.
Awesome. And we'll put all that in the description and stuff.
When your physician or your discharge planner asks who you want for home care, because you do have a choice, tell them you want Summit.
Awesome.
I love it. Thank you so much. Real quick shout out to some of our other podcasts. The Film Effect.
Nice.
Anonymous Look at Recovery. And the food therapy.
An honest look at recovery.
Yeah.
The food effect. What?
Come back on vacation sometimes. Well, Tiffany's got the film effect.
Oh, okay. But you said honest road to recovery.
Anonymity, an honest look at recovery. It's a podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've only been gone for a week, man. What's happened? There's like five new podcasts now?
Wheels are turning. and then the Gretchen Hansen's food therapy. So check them all out. They're all having fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Which we love. All right, brother. Have a great day, and you'll come back when we're a little less trouble.
All right,
brother. See you guys.
Bye.